Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor. Really pleased to have with me for the first time, Peter Ball. Peter has over 30 years of experience as a mining professional at all levels of leadership. Throughout his career, he has held various senior management roles with international precious mining metals mining companies and corporate finance and securities trading, mine engineering, business development, corporate communications, public relations, and marketing functions throughout the North and South America, Asia, and European continents. Peter began his career in the late 1980s working as a mining engineer, a technical representative, and in various management and senior executive roles for numerous companies, including Red Star Gold, Columbus Gold, Hudson Bay Mining and Smelting, Echo Bay Mines, RBC Dominion Securities, Eldorado Gold Corp. And Peter is a graduate of Haileybury School of Mines, Georgian Business College, UBS Canadian Securities course. He's a member of the CIMM and currently director of Searchlight Resources and Bullion Gold Resources Corp. So as you can see, Peter has a really diversified professional background that I think makes him well-suited to head up this company, and I'm really pleased to see that he has joined this company. NV Gold is one that I've had on my list before Peter joined, and now Peter, along with improving market conditions, is certainly breathing life into this story, into this stock, and so I'm really pleased to have him. Just before I say hello to Peter, I should tell you that it trades in Toronto under the symbol NVX. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under NVGLF, 46.4 million shares outstanding is the number I have, trading in 38 cents to 41 cent range today. It gives it a market cap of a little under 20, well, probably $18 million, $19 million, something in that range. So it's a very, very small market cap, but Peter has some big ideas and some really hopeful things that he's going to tell you about. So thanks for joining me today, Peter.
Thanks, Jay. Always a pleasure to catch up with you.
It is always a pleasure, for sure, especially when times are going well in our sector as they are now. You know, you sent me some notes today about what you would like to talk about, and much of what you had to say was much less specific than with a lot of companies that we talk to here. You have really sort of identified one property that I know you're anxious to get looking at seriously because you think it holds a lot of promise. And I want to ask you about that, but I'd like to ask you maybe to lay the groundwork with respect to your philosophy, your business philosophy, because I think not only with respect to NV Gold, but I think our listeners in general might benefit from your ideas. So, you know, Peter, when I first started following NV Gold, I considered it to be more of a project generator model, which is certainly not something that is doing, you know, I think it's fallen out of favor to a great extent over the last number of years, maybe because we're in a bull market now. But can you explain why you don't, it's not really a business model that you really care very much for?
Yeah, thanks, Jay. It's a great, great question. At NV Gold, myself, along with the chairman and majority of our management team, we've taken a strong ownership of being big shareholders of NV Gold. Me and the chairman and I are in the top four shareholders of NV Gold. And what we believe in is we like to provide an opportunity to reward our shareholders with a big win. We're a junior exploration company, and we have a number of projects where we usually take one to two or three per year to drive value through the discovery. And the key thing about NV Gold is what we've done is put together what we believe is probably some of the smartest minds in the industry. One of our key leading technical directors is a gentleman named Dr. Quinton Henney. He's the chairman of Novo Resources. I think it's market cap about $750 million out of Australia. He's also the leading technical director of a company called Irving Resources and another company called Lion One Metals. And he's one of the founders of this company. And with his assistance, and also another gentleman, Dr. Odin Christensen, who used to be the chief geologist globally for Newmont, which at the time, and I believe still is, one of the largest gold companies in the world. And Odie has seen them all. So with the great minds and a very focused management team and ensuring that we stick every dollar into the ground, we provide what we believe is a different philosophy than a prospector generator of finding a project, giving it away, and waiting for somebody else to get onto the drill bit. We use our dollars, we watch them very closely, and we stick them in the ground, focused on the discovery, which, as you just touched on, an interesting project we're into BC, but also some interesting projects in the state of Nevada.
Yeah. You mentioned Dr. Henning. Of course, he's well-known to this to our listeners. Three of those companies that you named, at least three of them, are he's advisors to, and you'd be the fourth one among our sponsors. Dr. Henning is highly revered by our listeners, and certainly one of the reasons that I wanted to take a closer look at your story again and get behind it more aggressively. One of the things Dr. Henning is always big on is scale, Peter. You said you want to find something big for your shareholders. Dr. Henning's philosophy has always been go big or go home. Is that a rule of thumb that you're employing? And in other words, if you have a small mining project, it costs about as much. I mean, it costs a lot to develop it, the time it takes and everything else. But if you have something that's really, truly big, and those companies you just mentioned are all fall in that category, looking for really big projects, is that something that you look really seriously at in terms of scale?
Absolutely. I mean, with the team we have, our goal, we're always looking for elephants. And, you know, in this industry, with gold topping close to 2,000 in the last 24 hours per ounce, or even $2,500 or $2,600 per ounce in Canada, we're looking for a project that has scalability, that has potentially a district-wide scale opportunity, that with a few holes, the market will quickly realize that we're onto something that will create a large amount or a lot of value for the company. And also the key thing that we try to leverage that against is the share structure of what currently, for example, NV Gold. NV Gold is a company with only around 55 million shares out. And anything by the drill bit in the projects that we're looking at this year, which we have actually a very aggressive year with potentially three drill programs all commencing this fall, we're looking at the elephants, and like the project we just found, which I say accidentally, at TDAC, the largest mining conference in Canada, this BC project is really interesting, and we're very lucky to be able to have it added to our portfolio.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. It's known as the Exodus Gold Project, I believe. It's in British Columbia. And you have an option to acquire 85% of that project. What do you see there that makes you so excited about it? And maybe just talk a little bit about how you accidentally found it or got involved with it.
Absolutely. I'd like to touch on how I found it. I was actually at TDAC, and TDAC is, again, if none of your listeners or some of your listeners don't understand what TDAC is about, it is the largest gold exploration mining conference in the world, held in Toronto once a year in March. And we are scouring the floors looking for anybody that potentially has the next big thing. Accidentally, I was standing in a spot that I shouldn't have been standing in, and a guy walked up that looks like a geologist, and you can usually tell some geologists what they look like because they just don't have the suit that matches the tie. And I said, what do you got? And he said, you know what? I've got a gold project, but I'm looking for so-and-so. And when I heard the so-and-so name, which is a much bigger name than myself, I had to ask what he had. At a 10,000-foot level, being an engineer myself, it looked like it had enough meat that I needed to share it with my team. I did share it, and immediately I received comments from my team saying this is something that we must absolutely secure. 4 months to the day later, from March until July, on July 6th, we announced the acquisition of this project with an earn-in to option to earn 85%. And another interesting thing, before I just touch on the project, the key thing about in our industry, in the small world we live in, the mining industry, is gathering in and building relationships to be able not only to advance your story, but to work closely and advance projects for your shareholders. So what we've done with the Exodus project is we have actually engaged one of the property vendors as our senior project manager, so we do not lose the intelligence that individual is a very smart man, has put together over 3 years. So quickly onto the project. This project is in British Columbia, one of the politically safe jurisdictions in Canada. And the very interesting thing, it's immediately off a highway. You can see power lines from it. And it's not one of these projects that I categorize as in the Golden Triangle. We can access the project year-round as a logging road that has been developed right throughout the project. It is a very large project, so scalability, again, of about 12,000 or 11,000 hectares or 115 square kilometers. You can drive to town for McDonald's if you wanted to have your lunch. And our entire exploration camp was comprised of renting a house or an Airbnb. So we've cutting costs, accessible all year. And once the team is put together over 3 years, is what we're uncovering here is an extensive, believed to be stockwork of mineralized veins that were always covered by some dirt or some overburden, 1 to 3 meters in this particular area. Brand new area, brand new discovery, big land position, right between two historically drilled porphyries, so we're in the right area, up to 23 grams of gold. And what we call in correlation of pathfinders, we always look for gold with pathfinders correlated to arsenic and antimony. So a bunch of geological stuff that says this has got the meat for a large system. So we just acquired it. We've already flown the property wide geophysics. We already have the staff on site. It's a big property, and it should be really exciting for our shareholders going forward.
Any idea when you might turn the drills? Is that to happen this year?
Good question again, Chance. Absolutely. So currently we believe it's drill ready, but this is a project, again, that we've indicated can be drilled year-round. So we're actually pushing forward with 2 months of what we're calling ground truthing reconnaissance across the property. At that point, we're going to formalize and kind of vector in and have more information, because we hate wasting money, to exactly where we're going to stick the drill rig. Our goal right now is to start our drill program in October. If it works out, the good thing for the shareholders is we're not going to stop. We're not in the Golden Triangle. We don't have 20 feet of snow. It's right next to the highway. You can rent a house and drive in at any time of the year. So yeah, October is what we're aiming for.
Mm-hmm. And it can drill through the winter then, if I hear what you're saying.
Absolutely.
If you hit what you want.
Canada, we're used to that, and absolutely not a problem at all. But again, formalize the drill program, put it together, stick some holes in, and make the dollars count on the first program, because right now I've been getting a lot of new calls and interest on what we believe is one of the most new interesting discoveries in British Columbia, and we're lucky to have it.
Well, I will certainly be watching with great interest. And you mentioned you have three projects that you may be drilling. What are the other two?
Yeah, so the other two projects are one. Last year, again, I like to watch the dollar, so I asked Quinton and Odie and John, which is the largest shareholder of our company, our chairman, who's also an economic geologist in Colorado School of Mines, to examine a project that Quinton Henney brought us last year, and it's called Slumber. It's a project that we tested briefly at the end of last year, blindly, and we hit some really interesting technical data in the holes. They weren't high grade, but we believe we're on top of some potential, again, I emphasize potential gold system. So we're going to be completing what we call a CSAMT geophysical survey. Really just helps you to pinpoint where the drill rig should be pointing the drill bit. We'll be doing that here in a couple of weeks, and then we'll be heading into the drill program based on the results in probably September. That's the first one. So we started last year, did a work, test it, analyze it, model it, come back, and now we'll have a better opportunity so we don't waste money of our shareholders' dollars.
Second, and where is that, Peter? Where is that located? Where is the Slumber project located?
Yeah, up in Winnemucca area. Yeah, Winnemucca in northwestern Nevada.
Nevada.
It's right directly west of a project called Sleeper, which is one of the highest grade gold projects ever discovered. Absolutely.
Know it well. All right, and the other one?
Yeah, the other one real quick here is called Sandy. Sandy's an interesting project because we went into our database, which is a very large database, and we found a project that was not staked, had some very interesting drill holes in it, and our total cost to acquire the project was $2,000. No NSR, 100% control, and the very next day, a very reputable and solid exploration company, Eclipse Gold Mining, led by Mike Allen, really good guys. They actually staked the day after us the entire valley, and they're doing incredible work at their project. We're a big block right in their claim group. We're going to look to test that. We're going to stick some holes into it. It looks really interesting, and they're having some success immediately within their claim block, which we're in the side of it, just to the west of us.
Right. Well, exciting. Lots to look forward to then. How well funded are you to carry out what you want to do this year?
Yeah, absolutely. So May 26th, we just completed an oversubscribed financing of about $1.2 million. Since then, that was done at 14 cents. We've reached a high of 48 cents yesterday, but we're down to floating around 38 cents to 40 now. And the good thing is we have 9 million warrants, all at 20 cents, basically 100% in the money, which gives us about another 1.8 as those warrants come through. Mm-hmm. So we have money in the till. We have warrants that are 100% of the money, and we'll be looking to see what we're going to be needing for capital requirements on these three projects. Plus, we have other projects we're trying to sell. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be busy, which we're excited. We live for these moments in the industry when all the stars align. If you guys in the industry are calling it Christmas in July, it's Christmas for the shareholders. They're being rewarded. It's a beautiful time to be a junior.
Yeah,
A lot of the money already went into the seniors. They floated down to the mid-tier group. And they're realizing that all of us juniors, if you got the right team with the right structure and the right projects and you're going to be active with news flow, the money's flowing into us because this is it. We've been waiting for this for our lifetime.
Oh, for sure.
In the industry, everyone, my family's been doing this for 150 years.
Yeah.
We're charged, so we're excited.
Well, Peter, absolutely. And, I know you said you got started in 1980. It's certainly my newsletter. I started in 1981. It was right after the bull market of the 70s. And I think we're on to something much bigger than that, is my sense. I don't know what your thoughts are, but it certainly isn't, as you say, an exciting time to be in this industry, which is why I'm so glad that you're here to tell us about your exciting stories. Certainly be looking forward to talking to you again, Peter, and keeping up with all that you're doing, and we'll pass on the news to our listeners as you have some exciting news that comes out. So thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely, Jay. Thanks a lot. Have a really good day.